On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Common loon. Loons in winter. Peering into a spotting scope, I spy a small flock of drab-looking birds bobbing on the ocean waves. Their shape is oddly familiar, but without their summer plumage, so it takes me a few seconds to recognize them. Common loons. I'm on an ocean birding trip with friends on the seacoast of New Hampshire and Massachusetts in late fall. Winter is just around the corner. It's a chilly and windy day, with clouds occasionally giving way to a weak sun. But despite the dreary conditions, we are excited to seek out shorebirds, in particular, the common loon. Many people don't realize that the common loon, our iconic lake bird with the wails, yodels, and tremolo songs, spend their first 2 to 5 years, and then every winter during adulthood, in the salty ocean waters of the Atlantic. They do not go to the tropical warm waters of the south, but stick around up north, some just off the coast of New Hampshire, others traveling along the eastern seaboard down as far as Long Island Sound. Other common loons in the United States will spend the winter on the Pacific coastline or in the Gulf of Mexico. Adults leave their breeding lakes before their offspring in October or November. The young of the year need a little extra time to grow stronger and thus leave after their parents. Some juveniles even group up before they migrate to the seacoast. However, common loon families don't necessarily go to the same wintering ground. Scientists have found that paired loons separate from one another during winter, only to reunite in the spring at the breeding lake. Juveniles will stay in the ocean waters for several years before heading back inland to find a territory and mate. So why would these large water birds spend their time in the cold northern waters when so many other birds spend the winter months in tropical waters or interior waterways in the southern United States? Scientists don't know for sure, especially since ocean water is not a particularly safe location, but when compared with the lakes where they breed, which freeze over in winter, common loons are better off in the oceans. The ocean affords plenty of room for taking off, and there is sufficient food as well. Of course, there are numerous predators in the ocean, but evolution has prevailed, and the common loon seems to do okay in the frigid and salty ocean waters. A special salt duct between their eyes helps remove the salt in the water. I look through the spotting scope again and see the loons, who seem to have barely moved from that particular spot, despite the bouncing waves. If you've ever watched any floating seabird, you'll recall how effortless they make it look as they let waves roll under them. It's the water that is in constant motion, while the birds simply ride the waves. I see a loon dive underwater, think of the fish that it's after, and wonder how they switch their diet from freshwater fish to saltwater fish. The salt duck helps remove the salt from the fish, and the shallow and clear Atlantic Ocean waters make it easy for common loons to find food. After a few more minutes watching the loons, wondering if any in this group were some of the ones I saw this past summer while canoeing many of New Hampshire's lakes and ponds, we pack up the scope and head off to the next viewpoint. Watching loons may be an iconic summer lake tradition, but they don't migrate far in the winter, just to the ocean coast. No margaritas and tropical sun for these birds, just salty air and nor'easters.